Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio. It is a Tuesday, August 25th, 2020. Hope you had a great weekend. And, you know, I was just sitting here thinking before I hit the record button on my podcast set here that there's just too much to watch right now. And I'm like, why am I falling behind on sports right now? And the reason is that it's August, right? Late August. The only thing we have going on in late August normally is just baseball. Baseball, I mean, at this point, baseball would have started in a normal year in April. So, I mean, it's like the All-Star break would have already happened. And these are what they call like the dog days of summer with baseball. NFL preseason is what we're missing. And that would be the only thing that's going on right now. Summer leagues for the NBA would have ended, and the NBA would just be typically enjoying a time off right now, that time off before their training camps would start. But now, due to the pandemic, you know, and COVID-19, everything is just thrown off. And it's like, okay, we are in the NBA playoffs right now. Now, we still have the PGA. PGA is winding down as well. But right now, folks, we got NBA, PGA, Major League Baseball, and NHL. And it's like people are calling me and asking me, hey, Mean Gene, are you in with our fantasy football this year or what? I'm like, fantasy football? I haven't even begun to think about fantasy football, knowing that the NFL is right around the corner. And this is one reason why I like the preseason, is because I would normally pick my players based on, well, at least, you know, rookies. I always pick rookies every year. And you get to see talent, and you just to hear, just to see football players out there on the field. I think we would already be in week four of the NFL preseason, and that's not there yet. So training camps are happening around the NFL. They're padded up. They're practicing and hitting against each other. The COVID-19 is still out there. People are still concerned about it. And so it's just so much going on, and I feel like I'm falling behind. But I am glued into the NBA playoffs. So, and we're certainly going to talk about that. In addition to sports, we certainly have to talk about, and we talked about this last week when we were facing two tropical depressions. Well, one remained a tropical depression. I think, did it turn into a hurricane? I don't think Marco turned into a hurricane. I'm not really sure, but there is one called Laura, and Marco didn't do too much, had little or no impact. But now we're facing a possible category 3 hurricane heading towards Louisiana and Texas. My phone just beeped a minute ago. Some 385,000 people have been told to evacuate near the Texas-Louisiana border. So keep an eye on that, folks. I mean, we got a hurricane, we got a pandemic. You know, there's just always something going on. Let's just keep our prayers up to date and just be as prepared as we can. So hopefully nothing will. I will be in Dallas for the remainder of the week. Nothing to do with the hurricane. Okay, I'm not running, but this was already planned. But certainly I'm going to be concerned about what's happening here in the Houston area. So everyone here is well aware of what these things can do. Hurricane Harvey hit this place about 4 years ago. And it's just, you know, I mean, everyone, you never sleep during hurricane season if you live anywhere near the Gulf or the Atlantic Ocean out there. So we'll see. But the NBA playoffs are moving along. The 76ers, the Indiana Pacers, Brooklyn Nets have been eliminated. No surprise with Brooklyn, but the 76ers are just a disaster. And I said last week that Brett Brown should be fired. Well, he was fired. And it's going to be interesting to see where that organization goes from here. I mean, Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, I just don't think they're a good match together. They just don't seem to gel. And, you know, they brought in Josh Richardson. They brought in, oh my goodness, I can't think of his name. I see his face, but Tobias Harris. And I don't know. I just don't know. Brett Brown has to take a lot of blame for what didn't happen. Elton Brand, I know it was tough. Elton Brand is a good guy. Met him when he was with the Clippers in Los Angeles. But, I mean, so glad to see him at that GM role. But, you know, his legacy is still being defined. And I think he's going to have to do something. I mean, first of all, Brett Brown was there before Elton Brand became the GM. So you got to understand, he's just not going to come in and clean house. But now is the time for Elton Brand. This is the Elton Brand watch. And GMs, just like coaches and players, everyone is trying to make sure they do the best with the opportunity that they have in front of them. And Brett Brown just was there way too long. You look at his wins and losses, and what, in 7 years, you just got to figure out, how did he, you know, get past that? I don't know how organizations hold on to coaches who are nowhere near 500. I mean, there's some coaches out there that are just solid. Now, they may not, you know, win an NBA championship. They may not get to the finals, but they are solid. You know, they just have great records. And I'm not talking about the Popoviches of the world. And I'm not talking about, you know, certain coaches that continue to have that winning record. Steve Kerr, of course, you know, bad year for the Golden State Warriors this year. But, I mean, he's on that plus side of winning, the other side of 500. But Brett Brown shouldn't have never been there. Alvin Gentry, my friend Alvin, shouldn't have been there either. I mean, Alvin had some great wins, but just overall, you know, that 500 record is where you want to be, you know, to have that longevity in coaching. So we're going to see who they bring in. The Brooklyn Nets are also talking about possibly bringing in another coach. I mean, Jacque Vaughn, I mean, hey, I enjoyed watching Jacque Vaughn as a college player, and so glad to see him be a coach. But, I mean, you asking him to coach a team where, what, six of his players had opted out, didn't even want to play in the NBA bubble, and two of his star players are injured, Durant and Kyrie Irving. So, I mean, what more can you ask of a coach to, you know, I mean, it just, I think Jacque Vaughn deserves a little bit more. I'd like to see what he would do with a full team and his two stars. So we'll see what happens with Brooklyn. But it's going to be interesting to see where the Philadelphia 76ers go from here. I just think that they should have won one game or two with that team. I just don't, I think you have more than enough talent. Not really trying to say that. I'm not showing any disrespect to the Boston Celtics. Well-coached team, talented players. But I just think that was not a series where I would have predicted a sweep. I just wouldn't have. And I'm still shocked. The Philadelphia 76ers were eliminated. But anyway, only one series remained in the Eastern Conference first round, and that's the Orlando and Milwaukee series. Now, that series should be over pretty soon. I just think that the Magic shocked the Bucks in that game one. The remaining games haven't really been close at all. I think the Bucks are going to go ahead and win game five in the second round of the Eastern Conference semifinals. Will start with the Toronto Raptors and the Boston Celtics. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what might happen between the Celtics and the Raptors, and it has nothing to do with basketball. So, and speaking of Milwaukee, I do want to talk about what took place in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and the fact that as you watch the NBA playoffs, you see the court has Black Lives Matter. You see players have different statements that they wanted to make regarding the police brutality, social injustices, systemic racism, and all of that stuff. So here we go again. It happened again. An unarmed Black man shot in the back by police officers, and it was captured on video. Now, I've seen this thing only maybe twice. That's all I needed to see it was twice. And, you know, I question the individual's behavior. I don't know if I still have a full picture of what actually took place other than the shooting, which I could clearly see. It appeared to me that these officers were trying to detain this young man, and this young man was walking towards his car, got in his car, and a police officer got right behind him and shot him in the back 7 times. Now, I don't know how that happens. I don't know how, if you are trying to detain someone and there's more than one of you, clearly there was several officers there, then why couldn't they have just tackled him to the ground? I mean, now that still would have kind of crazy too if he wasn't a suspect that didn't do anything, but the fact that he didn't listen to your commands and he kept walking, and if you thought he was a threat, then the option was there to probably tackle him to the ground. He had no weapon in his hand, you could clearly see, and there was several officers that easily could have done that. We have seen that when in high speed chases, when a suspect has stopped and got out of his car and he's running, and officers have tackled him and handcuffed him. So I think that could happen in this particular case, or perhaps a taser would have been appropriate in this, in that particular case. But I don't know. I don't know how an individual, and we don't know the state of mind that individual was in. I mean, he could have been under the influence. So I understand officers have a certain degree of caution that they have to look at, but you're a police officer and you're taught certain things, and this guy had no weapon, and he could have been detained by other means, I think. But to allow him to open up his car door and then you come up behind him and shoot him in his back 7 freaking times, that right there just don't make any sense. So I tell you, it's amazing. In the NBA, we see all of the slogans and the Black Lives Matter, but obviously no one is listening. No one is paying attention, and this is unreal. So I do expect something drastic to happen within the NBA. When I say drastic, I mean perhaps a boycott of the NBA Finals, a game or two, or something. Something is going to happen with the NBA, because right now, for what they're trying to exhibit and show the country, and for what happened on Sunday in Kenosha, Wisconsin, something is just not right. It's just a major, major disconnect. So anyway, in the Milwaukee Bucks will probably be the center focus for if anything that's going to happen. So the Milwaukee Bucks are going to win game 5 against the Orlando Magic. So we'll get to the second round. And then over in the West, or should I say the wild, wild West, the Clippers and the Mavericks are tied. Yes, I can't believe that. They are tied at 2 games apiece. And that series could easily be 3-1. Now, I keep saying, hey, you know, Porzingis doesn't get tossed in game 1. And we saw what happened in game 2. Then we saw what happened in game 3. This series is freaking real. I think they could be up 3-1. I mean, yeah, the Clippers just, you know, outright won a game. And I think that was probably the game 3. But the game 4, oh my Lord. Luka Doncic, I talked about him also. I said this guy is very well capable of beating the Clippers by himself on a good night. And he had that good night the other day and beat the Clippers in overtime. So, I mean, they play later on tonight. So by the time you hear the show, we would already know who had won. I'm going to say the Clippers would probably win. No Porzingis in game 5. The Clippers certainly have their hands cut out for him. I think if I'm Doc Rivers, I would put a box in one on Luka and contain him. No one else, make someone else on that Mavericks team beat you. No one else has the hot hand. No one has come close to having a hot hand. And that team heavily depends on Luka. So I think if the Clippers are going to win, they are going to have to stop him. And Paul George, who is just really struggling. You know, one person struggling on that Clippers team shouldn't matter. That team is loaded. That team has Lou Williams that can come off the bench and pop in 30 at any given night. Kawhi has been consistent with what he's doing. You're getting great play from the 5 position, whoever you put out there. You just have a ton of role players. I know you don't have Patrick Beverly out there, but you still have a ton of players out there that should be able to get past the Mavericks. And this series could go 7 games unnecessarily, which will not be good for Los Angeles, especially with Utah. Seems like they're having their way with Denver, and the Lakers are having their way with Portland, and the Clippers would be just sitting around. Everyone would be waiting for the Clippers to finish this series. So interesting stuff. But so we're gonna see. Also over in the West, the Rockets and the Oklahoma City Thunder. That series is also tied at 2 games apiece. Still no Russell Westbrook. And once again, the Rockets, they shoot themselves to another loss. And we'll talk more about that game 4 of that series. But as far as the Lakers and the Portland Trailblazers, so much for the Portland Trailblazers sweep that was predicted by TNT's Charles Barkley. Since winning game 1, the Blazers have not gotten close to beating the Lakers. And the Lakers are up 3-1. Should move on in game 5. And I think, especially if Damian Lillard is out, and it appears that he's going to be out of game 5 due to a knee injury. So we'll talk more about how important game 4 was to the Lakers, especially on Kobe Bryant's day. So anyway, lots to talk about, folks. Hang around with me. If you're an NBA fan, lots to cover today here on the Mean Gene Show, right here on iHeartRadio.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.
All right, folks, we are back once again. You're listening to the Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio. And I want to acknowledge what's happening in Game 5 between the Lakers and the Portland Trail Blazers. As it stands right now, Damian Lillard will not play in that game due to a strained knee. He hurt that knee in the third quarter of the game between the Lakers. At that particular point in time of the game was already put away. The Lakers were up pretty big at that time. So Lillard will not play in Game 5. You could see that he was walking awkwardly in Game 4. So I don't know what the Lakers are going to do. I think they're going to want to put that game away and just try to rest their players and get ready for game, get ready for the next round, and hopefully they can have Rajon Rondo with the team and certainly maybe Danny Green. And Danny Green played a decent game. Shooters will continue to shoot whether they make those shots or not, but they will continue to shoot. And Caldwell Pope did come around. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Lakers do and how they prepare for their next opponent. One of the teams I wanted to talk about was the Toronto Raptors and the Boston Celtics. That second round of the Eastern Conference semifinals is supposed to take place this Thursday, game one between Celtics and Raptors. Raptors had talked about boycotting the game. They had a team meeting. They would not disclose what they talked about, but Fred VanVleet was interviewed after the Jacob Blake shooting and was visibly upset with the fact that things are continuing to happen despite the NBA's attempt to acknowledge the protesting that the NBA players have been allowed to do, the Black Lives Matter on the court, the different slogans on the back of NBA players' jerseys, and yet another shooting of an unarmed black man happens right in the middle of the NBA playoffs. So VanVleet and the Raptors don't know what they're going to do. They could forfeit game one. I mean, they could do something extraordinary. We don't know. I tend to think that something bigger is going to happen with the NBA. LeBron James was also upset. And I mean, what do you do? These players want to make a statement. Talking is not getting it done. They want to make a statement. So I don't know. Very tense moments there with the NBA. And I believe George Hill upset as well with the Milwaukee Bucks. Happened in the state of Wisconsin, and he doesn't even understand why they're playing. So he's way past, you know, he's had enough and understand, hey, we got a job to do. He's doing it, but it's going to be interesting to see how this latest incident impacts the NBA playoffs as we move forward, how it might impact the finals. What more can he do? I mean, the kneeling for the national anthem doesn't seem to work, doesn't get anyone's attention. Black Lives Matter, posted pretty much everywhere these days. It's a topic of conversation everywhere. But yet, these things continue to happen. So we're going to see how the NBA does with that. The Miami Heat, a team that I stated on a couple of podcasts ago that Drew Gooden, who used to play with the Cleveland Cavaliers, picked the Miami Heat to win the NBA championship. Now, I don't know what he saw in the team. What is it that something he saw see in his team that led him to make that bold prediction? But the Miami Heat wasn't the prettiest of series that we've seen in the NBA playoffs so far, but they did make quick work of the Indiana Pacers. Victor Oladipo not 100%. I don't think the Pacers were competitive, I could say, but they just could not get past the Miami Heat. And Jimmy Butler is on a mission after leaving Philadelphia. He's on a mission to lead this team to an NBA title. And so far, you know, they're on their way. It's going to be interesting to see how they match up. I don't know. I don't think they match up well with the Milwaukee Bucks, but it will be interesting to see how they play the next round of basketball. So I, do find that team to be interesting. And Eric Spoelstra, I don't give him enough credit. He is an NBA championship coach. So he's been around a little bit. So he kind of knows some things. So we're going to see how that's going to play out. But Lakers, big statement on Kobe Bryant Day. Just very, very, very big statement there on the day that was deemed Kobe Bryant Day in the city of Los Angeles. There was just no way, even though the game was played in Orlando, Florida, there was no way the Lakers were going to lose that game to the Trailblazers. They just took care of business and got it done. Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks. So this series is interesting, and they are playing, actually, while I tape this show, and I don't think they're going to win. I think the Clippers are going to win this series, but I think the Dallas Mavericks have made a statement there. And if you are a Dallas Mavericks fan, you certainly have a bright future. And I think Luka Doncic, even though he's 21 years old, he's going to have the biggest contract in NBA history, and he's probably going to get paid pretty good. He's playing for Mark Cuban. So sometimes, Mark Cuban is a billionaire. And I think seeing what this kid has done in the playoffs, when this rookie contract is over, this boy is going to be paid. He will be the highest paid player ever in NBA history. He might even get up there with the Patrick Mahomes' salary. I wouldn't be surprised, because you're looking at a kid this young and his potential, my goodness, his upside is, well, we haven't seen nothing yet from this kid. But, and he's nationally known now. I think he has used these playoffs as his audition to let the league know that he's coming. The same old Houston Rockets, everybody shoots, nobody seems to play defense. That's what's happening with Houston. How they lose to the Oklahoma City Thunder. I mean, the Oklahoma City Thunder is good. Chris Paul is definitely a leader. He's showing it with this team. There are some other great players. Billy Donovan is coming around as a head coach. I still don't know if I like him better than Scottie Brooks. But I do see where Billy Donovan has learned a few things since he left Florida to come coach in the NBA. Chris Paul, having a player like Chris Paul certainly helps. How many times are we going to sit and watch a game where the Rockets shoot over 50-something three-pointers and make a small percentage of them? And it's just it's just horrible to see. We saw that a couple of years ago when the Rockets played with the Golden State, and they just went on this three-point shooting spree and was not making them, was missing them. Had missed like, 20-something, 27 or something like that. It's getting old to watch that same type. I mean, you got to figure something out. They don't have a big man. They don't have an inside game. And everyone knows what they're going to do. And here they find themselves now in trouble with the Oklahoma City Thunder. I mean, the Thunder could really just boot them out these playoffs. I mean, it's tied 2-2. Game 5 will be played tomorrow. But I don't know. They should be morally defeated after that performance that they had yesterday. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Thunder win that series and the Rockets just want to be done with it. No Russell Westbrook to bail them out or help them. And I mean, Westbrook would be that one player that doesn't mind, breaking down, penetrating and getting into the paint. But it's just tiring to watch that. So it just makes for bad basketball. Anyway, the Denver Nuggets did find a way to get past the Utah Jazz. That series, now the Nuggets have won 2 games in that series, and Utah is 1 game away from moving on to the next round. So game 6 will also take place tomorrow. So tomorrow you got a couple of good games. Milwaukee should clinch tomorrow. You should also see where the Thunder will get, I said tomorrow, I'm so sorry. The game between the Nuggets and the Jazz will be Thursday. Okay, I don't know why I'm thinking it's Wednesday. Today is only Tuesday, right? So the game between the Nuggets and the Jazz will be Thursday, game 6. They just played tonight. The Nuggets won 117-107, and the next game, game 6, will be on Thursday, folks. That's Thursday. It's an early game, too. It's a 3 p.m. Central Time game. So that's what's going on there. And the Bucks and Magic will play on Wednesday. Lakers, Blazers on Wednesday. Thunder, Rockets on Wednesday. So that's what's happening there. But for the most part, the NBA playoffs are moving right along. I mean, nothing out of the ordinary so far. I mean, other than the 76ers, a couple of teams getting swept. 76ers getting swept. Brooklyn Nets getting swept. Brooklyn, I mean, as I said, Brooklyn not having most of their players. I mean, I don't know if you can ask for any more than what you were able to get out of them. I mean, certainly I want Jacque Vaughn to stay with that team. I'm hoping they would keep him in some capacity, even if it's not going to be the head coach. I think I'd like to see what he's going to do with a full team of healthy players, including Durant and Kyrie Irving. We've yet to see how that's going to happen, but the Brooklyn Nets did not hold back and showing their interest for Greg Popovich. So I don't think Popovich is going anywhere either. But he's got to be flattered by the fact that another NBA franchise is coming after him, which is something that we haven't seen. So anyway, we're going to wrap things up. So much NBA to talk about. I know Thursday, I promise, we'll talk about WNBA, let you know what's going on with them. The NFL, as we get closer here, we're 2 weeks away from the start of the season. But it just seems like everything is being done behind scenes because there's no preseason. So you really have to be tuned in to the NFL Network or your team's website to kind of know what's happening with your team. I mean, they're scrimmaging against each other, but you're not going to see that contact with another team. The first game will be the first game, and that will be their first action against another opponent. So it's going to be interesting now. And I don't know in the past teams would practice and at the same facility, and you'll see maybe like the Raiders defense and the Raiders and the Chargers or somebody, you would see those teams share practice facilities, but that usually came the same week maybe when they were playing a preseason game together. But since there was no preseason games and because of the social distancing, I don't think that's happening. I could be wrong. I just think it's the players practicing and scrimmaging against each other. The cuts are being made. Just a lot of that stuff we're not able to see, man. And that's what I really hate about the preseason. I just wish the NFL wouldn't play this year. And I told you earlier about fantasy football. I'm nowhere near ready to commit to that. Now, normally that's something that I would be doing the last week of August as well. This is the last week of August, basically. And I've yet to put together any fantasy football team because of, mostly I blame the NBA, but so it's funny. So if you're in your fantasy football league and you're moving forward, good luck. I mean, I don't know. You just never know what COVID-19 is going to do to the NFL and who may not be playing. It's just not the year for me to be playing fantasy football. I might change my mind, but right now I have made no plans whatsoever to be part of fantasy football. So anyway, we're going to wrap it up, folks, and come back later in the week. It might be a Friday show. We're just going to have to see. I'm going to try my best to get it going, get things situated, because I'm going to be in Dallas. So that's always interesting when I'm up there with my brother, Mr. Picks, and being distracted. But we're going to get you a show one way or the other, all right? So hope you enjoy the NBA playoffs and listening to the Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio.